In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Misericordias Domini is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from the first letter of St. Peter, the second chapter. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me. The quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make. Within the paths of righteousness, and for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This is the word of the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christians, to the paschal victim, offer your thankful praises. A lamb the sheep redeemeth, Christ, who only is sinless, reconcileth sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous, the Prince of Life who died, reigns immortal. So goes the ancient hymn, the Victime Paschali Laudes. Sung on Easter Sunday, the words yet prove especially fitting for this day, for they preach of the nature of Christ, the Paschal Victim, the Lamb of God, and of your nature as his sheep. The Lord, the Lamb, is your shepherd, and you are his sheep. Yet to be called sheep is not a compliment, though it does confess a reality about you and about your Lord. It seems so sweet to be a sheep, especially when picturing those prevalent depictions of the Good Shepherd in art, until you realize that sheep are stubborn, stupid, and utterly helpless. The modern tongue also identifies sheep as blind followers, using the terms sheep or sheeple as derogatory names for those who follow the pack without thinking for themselves, those who voluntarily acquiesce to a suggestion without any critical analysis or research. But the hard truth of Scripture is that you are indeed a sheep. You are indeed stupid, stubborn, helpless, and unable to think for yourself. You have no idea what is good for you, what you need. The prophet Isaiah so writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Even so, if you would be saved, you must be a sheep. Jesus lays down his life for those who are too weak to face the devil or to save themselves. He calls you sheep without the derision anyone else would inject, because he speaks with affection. To be a sheep of the Good Shepherd means that you belong to him, that you are sheltered by the words of his mouth, by the truth of his promise, and by the sound of his voice. He alone will protect you, guide you, and provide for you when all the hirelings have fled, and when your idols have each and every one of them failed you. The hireling cares little for the sheep. He watches them not because he cares for them, but because he cares for the wages that fill his pockets at the end of the day. His life means much to him, and for that reason, the lives of the sheep necessarily mean little to him. Who stands in the path of the bear, the lion, or the wolf to protect those dumb, blundering sheep? Who among the fathers of old regarded himself so little that he would give up his life for an animal so insignificant and defenseless as a sheep? And who among the sheep was worthy to have a life laid down for him in the first place? When faced with hardship and strife, when death presents itself, the hireling flees. It is only the Lord who can be the Good Shepherd. No hireling and no sheep can seek to save the flock which belongs rightly to the shepherd alone. Ego eimi, I am, is the shepherd. He is the good shepherd, the true shepherd, the right shepherd, because no one else can aspire to such a position. For thus says the Lord God, "Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." He alone is the Creator, and he alone can and must be the Redeemer. He alone can be the Good Shepherd. The paradox of the Good Shepherd is that he does not stand apart from his sheep in the manner of the other shepherds or the hirelings. Rather, he joins his sheep. He becomes like his sheep in order that through him his sheep might be redeemed. He takes on the flesh of his sheep, not as the wolves do, in skin alone, while yet devouring the flock from within. The Good Shepherd takes on the form, the likeness, the appearance, the flesh, the nature, the reality of the sheep. The Lamb leads the sheep. They know him, for he is one of them. He knows them, for they are of him. You are the sheep of his own fold, branded with his mark and anointed with his holy seal. You are the lambs of the Lamb's flock. He gives his own life to the jaws of the ravenous beasts, to the jaws of death itself, in order that you sheep might be spared. So you are sinners of the Lamb's own redeeming. Therefore, what it means truly for you to be a sheep is that you embrace your helplessness, relinquish control, cease your wandering, and be guided by him who cares for you. To be a sheep is not to blaze your own path or to follow the sheep in front of you, but to follow the path blazed by the Good Shepherd. There is no room for human wisdom or insight, fleshly decisions, or the whims of the passions in sheep life. There is only room for dependency, for the weight, for the hand that will feed you and guide you, for the words of that familiar and trustworthy voice, and often for the stiff check and choking hook of discipline as you begin to wander off, away from the life the Good Shepherd guarantees. This apparent weakness of sheep is in its own way a strength. To be dependent is to rely upon God for your daily bread. To have ears that know the voice of one alone is a defense against the multitude of siren songs that would lure you, and against a world filled with beasts who would seek to scatter and devour you. As St. Peter writes, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. He who was bound, he who was slain, the Lamb of God who gave up his life for the sheep now stands before you as your good shepherd. He is the example in the sacrifice, and he is the example in the risen flesh and life. Serve one another. Live for one another. Die for one another. Give no regard to the words of the world, but only to those which come from the mouth of your good shepherd. As he has loved you, so love one another. Cease your bickering. Cast away your ill will and hatred. Bury your anger. Cancel out your feuds and follow the example of Christ. Be the sheep you have been made to be, and not the sheep who wander aimlessly without the guiding hand of a master. A path amidst the wilderness is revealed to you wherein you shall walk, despising death, and a brand is applied to you that is the holy seal of the Lamb. Submit to the way and to its impression. Follow your shepherd, for you know that where he leads you is always good. His voice speaks peace to you. His flesh and blood nourish and protect you from the beasts who seek after you and the demons who desire your demise. His word is sure and certain, He will lead you to the fields of Israel, make you to lie down in pastures of peace, and protect you against all crafts and assaults. He does not abandon the brokenhearted, the worrisome, the lonesome, the grieving, or even those who have wandered. He binds the wounded. He seeks the lost. He dies for those silly, stupid, stubborn sheep. He dies for you. Therefore, while being called a sheep may not be a compliment, the blood of the Lamb which has been set upon you certainly is. Seek your Lamb. Seek your Good Shepherd. You know his voice. Hear it. You know his way. Follow it. You know his mercy. Seek it. You know where he leads you. Wander not, but know that when you do, he will come to find you. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. Hear him, that you might know him and that you might follow him where he leads. Hear him that you might cling to him, abandon all hirelings and wolves, and shun the old ways. Hear him, that you might see his example and live mercifully for one another as he has so lived and died for you. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God and our Lord Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the people of God, who now participate in the victory of Christ, for a holy fear and awe at the resurrection of Christ, for all fears of death and hell to be dispelled in the triumphant Lamb of heaven, and for loud shouts of praise to our God and Father for his good and gracious will, let us pray to the Lord. For Christ's holy bride, the Church, born of water and of blood from his riven side, the new and beautiful Eve from the new and greater Adam, for a unity within the body, knit together by the love and working of Christ, for all bishops and pastors, and for their faithfulness in proclaiming the death and resurrection of Christ according to apostolic tradition and mandate, and for the confession of all Christians, to be steadfast and bold, even unto death, let us pray to the Lord. For Joseph, our president, Michael, our governor, and all who serve this nation by making and upholding law and good order, for wisdom and integrity to those in power, for kindness and compassion among the peoples, and for concord among all nations, let us pray to the Lord. For an abundance of the beautiful, the good, the admirable, the true, the noble, and the excellent, for true and selfless love toward the neighbor, and for the defense and preservation of all life, let us pray to the Lord. For an end to all war, bloodshed, sedition, and rebellion, for the protection of our great defender against every adversity, for mercy to those enduring want or hardship, for encouragement to the downtrodden, and for aid to the helpless, let us pray to the Lord. For all enemies and persecutors of the faith, for hearts of love and forgiveness that pray as did Christ, Father, forgive them. For the spirit of comfort to dispel all hatred and scorn, that it may not be a poison to the hearts and souls of Christians, for reconciliation among the brethren, for the return of the wayward and erring, and for peaceable lives lived upon the way, let us pray to the Lord. For the touch of the great physician in glorious risen flesh, that he would preserve and heal according to his good pleasure and the humble prayers of his people, for all in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity of body or soul, especially Shannon, Gail, Larry, Steve, and Morris. For peace to those near death, and for all who now slumber the sleep of death, with thanksgiving for new life and for bodily preservation, in the hope of our Lord's resurrection and our own resurrection of the body, let us pray to the Lord. O Christ, our true Passover Lamb, who has taken away the sin of the world by your death, and who, by your resurrection, has trampled death into the dust of hell's broken doors, permit that on this day we would join in the cries of holy alleluias that transcend all time and space, as your holy church throughout all ages celebrates the life won by you, the firstborn from the dead. As your holy people gather even now around your altar, give us that true bread from heaven, that being fed with your glorious flesh and blood, we may take into ourselves the glory of your resurrection and be transformed into your image, to serve, to praise, and to enjoy you forever in the eternal kingdom. Hear our prayers, even as you do now live, O slain and risen Lord, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.